On this show, we like to ask people who make and act in movies about the films they never get tired of watching. This week, the star of The Social Network shares the one that never gets old for him.
Hi, my name is Jesse Eisenberg. I am an actor, and the movie I've seen a million times, or if not a million times, maybe a dozen times, is a movie called Submarine. It's directed by Richard Ayoade. The actors are Craig Roberts, Yasmin Page, Sally Hawkins, Noah Taylor.
I'm not the kind of fool who's gonna sit and sing to you.
Most people think of themselves as individuals, that there's no one on the planet like them. This thought motivates them to get out of bed, eat food, and walk around like nothing's wrong.
About a year ago, my agents told me that this director, Richard Ayoade, wanted me to be in a film he was going to make, but that they didn't have a script yet, but that he just made this wonderful movie called Submarine, and I never watch movies. I haven't watched a movie in like 10 years. I just never watch movies. But I started watching it, and I thought it was like the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. I watched it again right away, which is something I never do. And I just now watch it all the time.
I don't know if I've come of age, but I'm certainly older now.
I find it to be very comforting. And the movie as a whole is really wonderful, but what I love about it even more is that each individual moment seems so special.
Jordana Bevan's only real flaws are his sporadic bouts of eczema.
The most uninteresting thing about the movie is its description, which is just 15-year-old kid, you know, wanting to kind of lose his virginity and date a girl.
She's moderately unpopular, which makes a romance between the two of us more likely. She's also a girl. To be seen with her would improve my street cred, which, though high, could be higher.
And keep his parents' marriage together.
My parents have not had sex for 7 months. I've been monitoring their intimacy via the dimmer switch in their bedroom. I know when they've been at it because the next morning the dial will be set to halfway.
It sounds like I'm describing 1,000 different movies, but this one is unlike any of those. It has its own aesthetic and its own story to tell, and it's as real and original as anything else.
I wish life could be more like American soap operas. Then, whenever things got dramatic, you could just fade the picture down and pick things up again later.
Every scene is so wonderful. It's not like the kind of movie where, you know, you kind of tap your friend when you're watching it, like, oh, wait, no, wait, just quiet down. This is the good one. You know, in most comedies, there's usually like 3 or 4 funny scenes and then exposition to get you to those funny scenes. And this movie, there is never those moments. There's never a moment where you're feeling like this is a filler scene to get to the next one.
This is about dipping your wick. You've done that. Game over.
This great scene that's just these three kids are walking down the hall and one of the kids is kind of crass and he's telling the main character that he's got to break up with the girlfriend because they already had sex, and why is he dealing with her emotional life in her life?
God, you're lame. Do you actually pre-prepare these lines?
There's something about every moment in this movie that feels so sweet and fresh and never crass, even though the characters are saying things that are crass. It's just so surprisingly sweet. I etched the face
of a stopwatch. That's actor Jesse Eisenberg talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Submarine. Eisenberg's new film, Now You See Me, is out now.